Well, I'm sitting here on the edge of space. I ain't got time to even say no grace. Emotions boiling over up to my face. And this loneliness is stalking me. I think I need your embrace.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition word cool is cool practice doing what you want to do. Featuring Free Play Angel, because we have a stunning interview with the one and the only Free Play Angel later this episode. So stay tuned. I don't know if we as a community, the Teachable Moments community, have ever like actually had a reason to stay tuned, but today we do. And that's a beautiful thing. And guess what? We're doing what we want to do. This definition of cool was provided by the one and the only Free Play Angel, along with some other kind of titty bitties of advice. So we're going to talk about that. But before we do, we just played a song. The song that we just played is 8 Billion featuring Bootsy Collins by Sirens of Lesbos off of their album Peace. So what are some of the other definitions of cool? I know we were all wondering. Don't worry, I got the answer. The main one, the first one, not being afraid to do what you want to do. And something that I thought was interesting about how Free Play Angel was talking about this was, like, they kind of, like, put it in perspective around, like, even if your friends aren't doing it, even if, like, you're surrounded by creative people, there's a lot of creative energy out there, but if everyone's kind of doing the same thing, it can feel so intimidating to, like, be like, you know what? No, actually, I want to do something different. And don't let that get to you, because you're a star. Because you're a star, and it's way cooler to try. It's way cooler to try than not to. And so that's Free Play Angel, and I guess also my little piece of advice for you. We're going to play some more songs, and then, yeah, stay tuned for the interview with Free Play Angel later this episode. This next song is Super Smeller by Doohickey Cubicle. It's there. It came out a little bit ago, but first single in a while, so exciting stuff. So this is Super Smeller, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
She dreamed of a winter where you me. Perfect timing as new battles in November. A tender creature, a fever, disarming fluorescent. There you were, with your mirror, shining the world all over me. There I was, with my butterfly net, trying to catch your light. I collected stupid ashes, so that after you'd gone, I could hold on to something. But you stayed unwavering through every false goodbye, unsubsiding, pining for now and for never. There you were, with your mirror.
MRG Live is happy to present Anomaly with his live band at the Wise Hall on Saturday, February 24th, with support from Blue Wednesday. Anomaly has toured his electro jazz project all over the world, but this February, the Montreal-based artist embarks on a full Canadian tour for the very first time. Come out to experience the innovative fusion of electronic beats, jazz harmonies, and funky grooves from the one and only Anomaly, live in concert with his band. Don't miss Anomaly at the Wise Hall in Vancouver on February 24th, 2024. Tickets are on sale now at admitone.com.
Hey there! Do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're gonna love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
Sleeve of my coat, chill. I've been feeling like I was the only one. That could be your day one, the main one that's ready to go before you count the one. My shining sun, I'm stacking funds, but if I can't spend it with you, well, then I don't want none. Who better, baby? Tears washing canals. I know you meant what you said, but the words was foul.
Ice, you put it all on me. Hot and cold, you're so indecisive. Falling harder every time you go sleep. Like it's all gone. Ice all on me. Hot and cold, you're so indecisive. Falling under every time you go sweet. Next minute in your arms like it's all gone.
Only two seasons where I come from, that spring and summer. Shit. That show that you giving ain't nothing, babe. I'm on freezer mode. Touchdown in your city, we won't speak. How you be so cold? I don't know. Trip to Copenhagen gave me frosty souls.
Hey, I tried to
never doubt my tone if it ain't about no dough.
Stop.
How many times you miss my show? How many times I said it's calm and never rang alarms on you in hopes of one day getting warm? Shit.
Be serious. Come on.
Ice, you put it all on me. Hot and cold, you're so indecisive. Falling harder every time you go sleep. Next minute in your arms like it's all gone. Ice, all on me. Hot and cold, you're so indecisive. Falling harder every time you go sleep. Next minute in your arms like it's all gone. You put it all on me. Hot and cold, you're so indecisive. Falling harder every time you go sleep. Next minute in your arms like it's all gone.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Ice featuring They Hate Change by Erica DeCassier, her most recent single, and we love to see it, hear it, etc. I'm really excited. Erica DeCassier has been putting out singles, like little trail of singles for us to follow to a release. Who's to say? But either way, we are eating. We are being fed. Just before that was Butterfly Net featuring Waze Blood by Caroline Polachek. Another kind of like single following. I feel like her last single was Dang, which was a few months ago. So more titty bitties, little crumb trail for us. And then opened that set with Super Smeller by Doohickey Cubicle, another single that we should all be excited about. You are listening to Teachable Moments. You have just one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of the word cool is cool practice doing what you want to do, featuring Free Play Angel, because we have an interview with Free Play Angel playing so freaking soon. But before we get their words of wisdom straight from the source, Free Play Angel provided us with some stunning definitions of the word cool. We talked about the first one, don't be afraid to do what you want to do. And then this, I guess, is less of a definition of the word cool, but I just appreciated it, is they said cool changes every second. But I think that that's like a good approach to or perspective on cool. Like, it's both fake and very real. And we talk about this on the show literally all the time, but don't get too bogged down in like these, in being limited by cool. I feel like cool essentially, and like the powerful thing about it, is that it is very flexible. And like, when you ignore the limitations, that's the coolest thing. So feed on that energy. Nom nom nom. a lot of like feeding today. But I encourage you to do that. Before we play the interview, we're gonna play Free Play Angel's newest single, Can You Blame Us? It's hot, it's not, and it's here. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomini-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the song Can You Blame Us by Free Play Angel. It's their most recent single, came out just a few days ago, and we're playing it for you here today. I had the gift, privilege, joy, and pleasure of speaking with Free Play Angel a couple of days ago. And we're going to listen to that interview now. So enjoy this, lovely and insightful insights of Free Play Angel on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The first question is simple. It's just, can you just introduce yourself and then like the project that is Free Play Angel?
Yeah. Hello, I'm Free Play Angel. No, I'm just kidding. No, hi, my name's Alex, and this is Free Play Angel.
Is it just you doing it?
For now. It's just me and sometimes I have a team of people, like friends that I send the mixes to, and they like make the songs. Okay. Mix them and make them sound a little better, but like the writing is always just me.
Is it just you performing as well?
Yeah, it is, and it's pretty fun. It's like liberating a bit. I don't have to worry about people being out of tune and out of time, and people's complaining that their keyboards are too quiet or their bass is too quiet or blah blah blah.
No bullshit. All free. I'll play. All angel.
It's fun. I've only done it live like one time, so we'll see what happens. And it was good, and it could probably go very bad, but I don't think so. And it's really fun to just, instead of like, because I've played guitar in bands, but one band really, and I was always worried about messing up, and now I never was really a strong guitar player, but now I don't have to worry about like messing up the guitar and singing at the same time, and I could just like focus on singing the right words.
It seems like the majority, or like a lot of it, is like synthy kind of electronic energy, right?
Kind of. It's weird. It's like what was really cool. So when I still like write for Underpass and stuff, but we don't perform live as much. And I always felt like I had to do it like a certain style, kind of. And then I kind of broke with the last two records that were just kind of weird records. And I feel like with Free Play Angel, the whole kind of concept is, it is like, it's kind of whatever, but it's kind of evolving into the same style as Underpass, which is like, you know, synthy. There's like, yeah, like synth electronics, but like I'm using a sampler on most songs. Like everything is sampled, and guitars are just like fake guitars. Like, I don't think I played through a real amp in a long time to write any song. But yeah, the direction is, yeah, electronic music, but that could be anything, which is fun.
What happened between Crime Thank Supernova in 2022 and the Free Play Angel like revival resurgence?
Oh, I don't know. So actually I want to shout out my friend Dave Biddle, because he asked me to do this show in 2021, I think it was. Then I was like, yeah, I'm down. And then I didn't really know what I was going to do, so I had to like write all these songs. Like, I wrote a bunch of these songs that I don't even know what happened to. But one of them was the like Crime Think Superstar song. So I was like writing all these songs, and then I had all of them. And then I kind of, I don't know what I was doing between that year and like the year it came out. And then I found it, and I sent it to my friend Steve Fisk, and he mixed it. And I was like, oh, cool. And then last year it was just like, I don't even know what happened to last year. It just kind of went away. And now we're this year, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, I could do music again. It's great. So I just started writing more. And just one thing that's kind of interesting, some people are like, oh, I have writer's block. And I'm like, oh, you could have writer's block forever. You just have to like kind of do it. And I was just like, oh, I have to just like sit down and make it happen, or else it won't happen. Totally. So I think a little more time and effort going into music, because it's so easy to, or at least for me, because I've been playing music a long time, and I don't know, I have this like bad habit of like looking at artists and friends that I like, and just like, I don't know if it's like micro analyzing, or just being like, oh wow, I could go down that path and this and that. Oh, why not even try that? But It's you're like, you see how it ends up already. I was like, it's kind of like having an idea. It's like, oh, if you like say your idea out loud and you don't do it, and it's just like, you could just say that idea, and then it feels like you did it, but it's not done. And it's the same thing. It's like, oh, I could do that. Like, this is what like so-and-so did. And, you know, but I was just like, oh yeah, I could just do music because I like making music, and it's pretty fun.
Word.
Yeah.
I feel like something that's I don't know, maybe it's just my understanding of like Vancouver's music scene and whatever, but I remember when Crime Think Supernova came out, because I was like, oh, it's a feature. Like that felt like almost novel. Just because like I feel like it's kind of rare, or it feels like rare in Vancouver's music scene for like, there are obviously like bands and stuff that are associated often because there are like shared members and stuff, but it's kind of rare for there to be like explicit crossovers or like features. Like having Morning Coup on that track like felt like, yeah, like felt special.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really fun. It was fun when we did that song. I don't know. I think Chandra just stayed with me and I was like, oh yeah, you got to come up and sing this verse. Please just sing it like this and then you could just leave. It was awesome. And then it worked out kind of.
Nice.
And the other thing that like kind of looping back into like what happened is with like, oh, like Free Play Angel, like what happened with the break? I was like realizing, I was just talking to my friend Julian about this. I was like, you could do everything by yourself and you kind of know what you're going to get. And you're like, going to like focus on trying to do the best you can and anything. Just like a lot of people, I feel like in the music scene or any kind of like design or art thing, or like, I would say like, not even, I would say like in the lower levels, not to like rank levels, but I find that people try to do everything on their own because it's like, it costs money to either hire people or they're like, it's like an ego thing.
Mm.
Like for me, I was like, oh dude, I just want to like do the design, do all this stuff. But it's like, oh yeah, if you like add other people and other creative energy into like projects, it morphs into something different and it feels better.
Yeah, totally.
And with like having a feature, I was like, oh yeah, it would be sick if like more people sang on it. Like, cause I have other things that like I've done in the past with Underpass with like my friend Toby. I was like, oh, come and sing on this song, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, it just feels, it feels cool to like get other people involved with even the, it's funny to say that as like a solo project. It's like, it's like, and it's like what every, I don't know, if you like look at like the larger music industry, everything is like, if you listen to an album, it's going to be very rare that it's like, this is whatever album and it's just them singing the whole time.
Yeah.
It's like nice to have other people's voices and other little snippets. And I think I saw this funny thing about like a long time ago, Post Malone did his whole record and it was just him singing by himself. And everyone was like, what the hell? That's a lot of Post Malone voice, but it's just like, whatever. But that's also cool too, if the record's good, if the album's good. Shout out Post Malone. Crazy. I haven't thought about that guy.
Do you do all of the like art and stuff for the for the like album art as well?
For the Free Play Angel stuff, yeah, so, I have. But I'm open to, that's the other thing. See, I'm like trying to kind of be like, oh, I got to get other people to do other things. But I'm always like, no one's as good as me. No, I'm just kidding. But I have really shitty nothing ideas. I think that I'm kind of a psychopath where I'll just like find something, tweak it a little bit, and then go and make it something else. Like, I don't know. People have always like been so funny because they're like, did you make that? And it's like literally just something I found and scanned, and I'll say, yeah. They're like, you drew that. And I'll say, no. They're like, what do you mean by made it? People have such an issue. And I feel like that's the same thing coming from like indie rock music people or like funny punk music people. They're like, you're not playing that? Like, come, you're not making music. It's such a funny old mentality. And it's like, dude, it's not like 1981 anymore.
It's 2024.
Like everything is like, you, it's all on the table, buddy. Sample away.
Where do you find most of your samples?
Just like on YouTube. And a lot of it is just like, honestly, the first, like, I think most of the Crime Think Superstar song is Apple Loops.
Oh,
I never knew how to use it. And I was like, oh, this is just like so easy. And it goes together and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, shout out Apple Loops.
I guess this question is like kind of related. I am just like curious because I feel like there are a bunch of, this is like kind of related to Underpass too, but like a bunch of like retro seeming like pictures of like gatherings or like resistance and stuff, like the copy or like the cover of the Physical World cassette and like a lot of the Free Play Angels like kind of earlier Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Like what's up with that? Why these pics?
Oh, like Physical World, I think wasn't that, oh, I think that was a Cindy Sherman photograph that I found, and I just was like, this is great, I love Cindy Sherman, let's put on a t-shirt and put it on the record cover. And Yeah. Oh, and it's like all the like black and white kind of like young punk kid photos. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Oh yeah. I just like the vibe is so good. I just really love, my friend gave me this zine and I was like, oh, this is so fun. Like, I wish this is, you know, everyone's style is so good in those photos. Mm. And they're just all doing it. I think it wasn't really too thought out. I also think that, like, if you're trying to make something, if you kind of create the atmosphere for it, it gets taken in a different way. Mm. Rather than, like, I don't know, like, creating this thing as a whole. Like, when my friend started this this record label called Dream Recordings a long time ago, and I remember he was posting all these things that have to do with dream. It's like just like creating a vibe, kind of. That word's so annoying now, but like creating that, like the atmosphere in which like you want to exist in, kind of.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know what I mean? Kind of like this, like, I don't know. So I was like, oh, this is cool. This is kind of what I'm. It's kind of like a journaling mood board. You know, it's like, this is kind of what we're going for, but it doesn't translate that way all the time. And it changes constantly.
Mm.
So that's what is so exciting about this project for me, to be honest.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it'd be cool. And I love all the funny, like, I on it too. I remember looking at like all these photo books of, you know, like CBGBs and stuff when I was a little kid. And I was like, that seems so awesome. These people are so old. It's going to be rad. And then now I'm like, these are little ass kids.
Yeah.
In these very old photos saying like, yeah. And they all just look so good and so stylish. And that's just like now too. It's like Instagram world and everyone is so stylish.
I only have two more questions.
Sure.
The first one is just like, I guess that's just like what's next. But like, I guess besides the KW show, unless you want to talk about the KW show too, but like, are you releasing these singles because you want to drop like a bigger project, or are you kind of just like, like, I need to get this out. Like, I don't want this on my head anymore.
The KW show? Yeah, that's the next show. It's going to be really fun. It's the 16th at KW with Wirespine and Bill Can. And I'm so bad at saying this name. I think it's Saranine. I don't know.
But I was awesome. Really hoping you would say it. So that
yeah, I have no idea. I've actually never met the person, but I was like, oh, this will be sick. But we're doing a little tour to California in March, which will be fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
Playing a lot of shows with our friends Knights Templar. I think we're going to go to Fontana at the Osaka Milk Bar, this new place called Scribbles in LA, and then some show in Long Beach. And then San Diego with my friend Mario is putting on the show with Trit 95, which is going to be very fun.
Sick.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's like kind of what's happening right now. Oh, and then Verboten Festival in April, which seems 2 years away, but that's like next month or something. But then what was the other question?
Oh, just like, are you planning on like dropping a bigger release?
Oh, like a full length album? Hmm. I don't know. Honestly, it's been really fun just like having these songs and like cranking them out and releasing them, you know, almost every week, which is really fun to do. And there's always like an album in the works, but like there's not an album in the works. But so I don't know. I think that I'm going to continue just doing the singles because I like this. And I feel like people's attention span, like it's crazy. And they're like, oh, an album. Cool. I listen to like the first song and that's it.
Yeah.
Like that's one thing that was inspiring. I forgot who said it, but they're like, dude, if you have something and you worked very long and hard at it, just tell people more than once. Mm-hmm. Tell people more than one time about what you're doing, because people often have your stories muted or they don't they don't see it all the time. And they're, you know, and they're getting drilled in the head with like everything else happening, you know, here or there. But if you tell them like at least five times and then you tell them five more times, they'll just block you.
Goal.
But yeah, I think the plan is to release these singles and then to do like a singles record, and then maybe if like my madness of writing songs a lot right now continues, I'll try to shift focus into a full length album.
Word.
But yeah, I feel like full length albums are like only cool if you're Radiohead or Kendrick Lamar or something. Everything else, or like Kanye West. Yeah, everything else is just kind of like, oh, cool. Those are all just like time eating songs that are just trying to rack up plays on Spotify to get the long play. I mean, it'd be awesome to release like a 2-hour long record, because no one will listen to it. Unless they're very captivated and they're like, this is saying something for sure. For sure they're really saying something. No, I don't know.
My final cue is, what is your personal definition of the word cool?
My personal definition of the word cool? I think it's cool when people aren't afraid to do what they want to do. And if there's something like even if it's outside the realm of like what all their friends like, and they're just like, I'm just going to go for it and do this thing because it makes me feel good. And it seems like it does something for them, whatever it is. And it does something for their like brain or body or whatever. And they're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. I think cool is cool because it changes every second of the day. And it's also like, so I think be yourself. No, I think, and I think it's really cool when people are inspired by something and they try to do it the best they can.
Mm.
I think it's not cool to give up.
Wow.
You know?
wise words.
I know.
That's everything I have. Did you have anything
cool, that's awesome.
To talk about?
I don't think so. I think, that's it. The little tour, music. That's about it, probably right now. Who knows? Tomorrow's new. That'll be fun.
You just heard an interview with Free Play Angel. Their newest single, Can You Blame Us, just came out a couple of days ago. As they were saying, they got a lot in the works. So keep an eye out for all of the amazing things coming out of that project. We are gonna move right along to play Bloodsport by Knights Templar, who is going to be going on tour with Free Play Angel in March. So this is Bloodsport, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The sound of Chers organismes d'art et de culture au Canada, le programme de placement étudiant du Conseil des ressources humaines du secteur culturel offre encore des subventions salariales. Un appel de 2 minutes, un formulaire en ligne de 20 minutes et vous pourriez recevoir une subvention de quelques 1000 $ en moins de 2 semaines. Si vous avez eu ou si vous prévoyez engager des étudiants de niveau postsecondaire, trouvez-nous sur le web par un moteur de recherche en tapant CRHSC suivi de PPE accent aigu. À bientôt!
The NCRA is excited to bring back the podcast school from March 7th to April 13th, twice a week for 6 weeks. We will be hosting online classes that will be recorded and shared with participants. Classes will cover various podcast-related topics such as the basics, what defines a podcast, and how to be a representative. Visit podcast.ncra.ca to register and learn more about the courses and their presenters.
Yeah, but
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Winter de Primaire by Lemon Grab. It's their newest single, and it's banging. Just before that was CD Wallet by Homeshake. Another recent single. This is a single heavy episode. And then opened that set with Bloodsport by Knights Templar off of their album Year 2. Knights Templar is going to be touring in California with Free Play Angel in March of this year. And if you didn't tune in before, which is that, I mean, sucks to suck, I guess, but we had an interview with Free Play Angel here on the show. If you want to catch that at a later date, you can always go to citr.ca and get the goods. But so you are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's most off shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you, and today's definition of cool is cool practice doing what you want to do, featuring Free Play Angel. Free Play Angel gave us a bunch of little titty bitties on what cool is. Don't be afraid to do what you want to do. Cool changes every second. I mean, the ever wise, just be yourself. And then the last one that they kind of had, which I really enjoyed, and it kind of touches on what we were talking about earlier in the interview with like, kind of like define made. like, the kind of practice of not appropriating, but like incorporating someone's existing art and like allowing that to influence you. Like they said, it's cool to be inspired by something and then try to do it. And I think obviously like there's so much conversation around like around appropriation or like art theft and things like that, which are like very, very important. But I also think like, and this is kind of what we were talking about in the interview, that like you kind of have to start somewhere and you kind of have to be, don't be afraid to let something inspire you. The difficulty or like the harm comes in like claiming that as your own. But like, you know what? Practice. Like, if something is cool to you, if something is exciting to you, there's a reason. Practice that. And I think that's really good and sweet advice. We have reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. A little reminder, if you want to hear that interview with We Play Angel again, if you missed a little bit of it, you can always go to citr.ca and check it out. We're going to close the show with Promises by Logic 1000 and Rochelle Jordan. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Been hurt so many times. Tell me where your intentions lie, though you make me wanna try. I can tell if it's real or lies. I've been hurt so many times that I'm ticking like a clock on you. Tell me where your intentions lie, though you make me wanna try. That you don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Don't walk away without a word. Don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. Right after you say I'm your world, telling you what they've done to me. Whoa. I'm so over it, just promise me.
Different.